Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. This is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. A brief update on what is going on here in Africa. We are finishing the construction on the pastor's house and getting him moved in. Even this week, he is moving, and so things are moving in that direction. We're also doing some other construction projects. We're building an addition onto the caretaker's house at the Living Water Children's Home. Because we have some time, we have a construction crew that is able, mostly church guys. We have a construction crew that is skilled, and so we want to keep them busy, try to keep some money coming into their hand, keep some employment going for them. And also, there are no crusades in Kenya at this time. They're starting to open up a little bit in Tanzania, but there are issues in crossing the border, and so I haven't ventured into Tanzania yet, and I haven't ventured into Uganda. Uganda is basically locked down, so most of the countries in East Africa are in a state of coming out of the coronavirus lockdowns, but they're all still in a little bit of a freeze, a little bit of a hold up as far as crusades and other types of ministry. In Kenya, we can meet in the churches, and the churches can have basically full capacity without many restrictions, just hand washing and in some cases masks, but there are no crusades here, and so we'll be, as the days come, we'll be looking to open up some crusades here in Kenya, and we invite you to continue to work with us, continue to support and pray for us. The children's home has 20 children in it now, and the children, just a few of them, are starting to go back to school. And next week, hopefully, all of them will be back in the public school, about a 10 or 15 minute walk from our children's home. And so that is an exciting development. We have kept them in our school at the Living Water Children's Home. We've kept them with a teacher in our school, so they haven't fallen behind in their studies, and so they're very well prepared to go in and do well in the public school. So that's an update from Africa. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your support. We'll have more information at the end of this broadcast if you want to support the projects in Africa. Well, I talked about the ministry of the Apostle Paul. It was an exciting ministry. You can read about it in Acts, the book of Acts. Much of it is dedicated to the Apostle Paul. It was written, the book of Acts was written by Luke, his traveling companion, Dr. Luke, the same one who wrote the book of Luke. And so there are many exciting adventures, I call them, adventures in ministry that Paul encountered. He escaped with his life barely many times, and eventually at the end of his ministry he did give up his life. He was killed and his head was cut off in a guillotine in Rome, in a Roman prison. And so that was the commitment, that was the suffering that Jesus had showed Paul that he must do for the gospel's sake. Well, in Acts 16 there's a very interesting story that I want to focus on today. I want to highlight, and it starts in verse 16, and it says here, "Now it happened as we went," and Luke uses the term "we" because he's speaking for Paul here, or Paul is speaking with Luke, "as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling." And so you can think of 900 hotlines or occult hotlines, fortune telling hotlines, fortune tellers at the county fair or at some place in some inner city. There are fortune tellers, people. There are people who are operating by a spirit of divination. In other words, they can see into the future, and they can predict things in the future simply because they have a demonic spirit of divination, and that allows them to make some predictions that oftentimes come true. So this girl was doing this, and she was bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling. And verse 17, "This girl followed Paul and us, and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." Well, these words seem very good. I'm not reading scripture now. These words seem very good. They seem very appropriate. And oftentimes, there is a demonic spirit in somebody who is saying the right words, or somebody whose words sound like they're coming from the Spirit of God, but actually the words are coming from the devil, and the words are mocking or making fun of those who are operating for the kingdom of God. And that's what this girl was doing. She was actually, in a way, mocking Paul and his companions. She's saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." Verse 18, "And this she did for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed, and he turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her,' and he came out that very hour." Well, the spirit that the Apostle Paul was speaking to was a demonic spirit. And so Paul was able to discern that this lady had a demonic spirit. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, one of the gifts is discernment of spirits. And this gift allows people, and it will allow you, to discern if a demonic spirit is operating through another person. Well, how do you know if a demonic spirit is operating through a person, even if their words seem to be coming from the kingdom of God? Well, you have to watch the person's behavior. That's one thing. Another thing is you have to listen very carefully to the words and see if the words align with the kingdom of God. But you can be tricked in that way, just like this lady was speaking the words that seem to be coming from the Most High God. And also, you can, in the spirit, which was Paul's method here in this text, in the spirit realm, you can discern whether or not a spirit, that is an evil spirit, is operating through a person. Well, Paul knew, because this lady was bringing profit to fortune tellers, Paul knew that the spirit of divination was operating through her, and he also knew that the spirit of divination was a demonic spirit that was not from the Lord God, the Lord Jesus, and not from the Holy Spirit. So I want to refer back to a passage of scripture in Leviticus, and you can turn there in your Old Testament, Leviticus. And in Leviticus 19, verse 31, the Lord says through Moses and to Moses, he says in verse 31, "Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." And so this is divination, brothers and sisters. This is divination. When you seek after mediums, when you seek after soothsayers, when you seek after fortune tellers, when you seek after hotlines that can predict the future for you, you are seeking demonic spirits. You are aligning yourself with demonic spirits. And the Lord says, do not seek after them. Horoscopes fall in that same category. I Ching, all kinds of other soothsaying and divination methods and methodology. The Lord says, do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Well, why is God so concerned about astrology or divination or I Ching or those types of divining things? This is the reason. The Lord says he wants you to get your instruction from the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 16, 13, "The Holy Spirit will take of mine and he will give to you, and he will speak the truth in all things." Listen again very carefully. The Holy Spirit will speak the truth in all things. He will even give you the things, or the truth of things, yet to come. And so you can know the future through the Holy Spirit. You can't know every detail, I don't think. You can know the general pattern and the general things that are going to be happening to you, but I don't believe you can know every detail. God never shares every detail, I don't think. Maybe he does, but it's never occurred that way with me. But God never shares every detail of the future, but he can lay out a general pattern, a general direction, a general instruction, and sometimes, very specifically, he can get down to details. And so the Lord says, don't seek after these divining spirits. Don't seek after mediums. Don't seek after people that are already dead, people that have died and gone on to their reward or to their place of rest. Don't seek after them. Don't try to speak to them. Don't try to talk to them. Don't offer food out on their grave. Don't offer food on top of your refrigerator for them. Just seek after the Holy Spirit of the living God. Seek after the Holy Spirit, and God will give you all the information that you need concerning today, concerning tomorrow, concerning next week. You don't have to worry about what happened a year ago. You can learn from it and gain wisdom from it, but there's no sense praying for somebody who died a year ago or somebody who crossed your path a year ago. Pray for what is happening today. The Lord says that today has enough troubles of its own, and so you don't have to seek for somebody else's troubles or seek for what is going to be happening a month from now. God will reveal it to you if that is his will. God will give you instruction. And the Lord said in verse 31, do not seek after these familiar spirits. When you seek after these familiar spirits, beloved, the devil will come in and he will trick you in some way. That is what the witch doctors here in Africa are all about. They will trick you. They will get you to line up with them. And when you make a deal with the devil, you're going to be paying a big price for it. So give no regard to mediums. Those of you who are involved in reading your astrological forecast or your astrological prediction every day, stop doing that. Stop it. Start seeking the Lord. Start seeking the Holy Spirit. If you're getting astrological charts from somebody, or you have paid somebody to do an astrological chart for you, throw that thing away, or better yet, burn it, get rid of it, because it is not bringing glory and honor to God. It is not bringing glory and honor to the Holy Spirit. And so you will be caught up by some demonic trick when you align yourself with these demons. And then in verse 32, then in Deuteronomy 18, the Lord speaks more about demon spirits and mediums and all that type of thing. Deuteronomy 18 in verse 9, he says, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of these nations. And so the Lord calls these abominations, dealing with witchcraft spirits, dealing with mediums, all this type of stuff, astrology, and these are abominations to the Lord, because you are not relying on the Holy Spirit, the living God that God gives us to counsel us and to be our advocate. You're not relying on the Holy Spirit to give you instruction and to lead you into the path of God. And so he says, don't rely on these abominations. Don't follow them as the nations of Canaan do. And then in verse 10, he says, there shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, because the people of Israel used to make their children go through the fire. They were offering them as a sacrifice to the demon gods. They were actually burning their children to the demon gods as a sacrifice. And so the Lord says, don't be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer. A sorcerer is a shaman or a person who practices witchcraft, a holy man, a brujo, whatever you call them. They're witch doctors. And so this is very common in Africa. It's not quite as common in America. Our witchcraft and our mediums are a lot more concealed, I guess you would say, or more dressed up in America, more proper, I think you would say. And but we have our astrology charts in every major newspaper in America, and so many, many people are looking at their astrology charts, trying to find out what to do in their life, trying to decide which way to go, looking at astrology charts, and the Lord says, don't do that. I don't want you to look to these types of divination. And the Lord says that you shall not find anyone among you who does these things. And so verse 11 says in Deuteronomy 18, or one who conjures spells, that's a witch doctor, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. There are people who have mediums that have contacted the dead for them, contacted their dead relatives, and the Lord says, don't do that. You're going to get tricked. You're going to get aligned, and a devil is going to come, a demon is going to come and inhabit your soul. And so the Lord says, don't do that. Verse 12, he says, for all those who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. Verse 14, for these nations which you will dispossess listen to soothsayers, and they listen to diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. Well, who has the Lord appointed? He has appointed the Holy Spirit of the living God. He has appointed, seek me first, my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. When you seek the Lord and you seek his kingdom and his righteousness, the things that you're desiring for your life, that you may be running to the witch doctor for, running to the occult hotline for, or running to the I Ching to find out what you can do in your life or which direction you can go. The Lord says, if you seek me first and my kingdom and my righteousness, all these things that you desire shall be added unto you. Deuteronomy 18:15, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear. Well, the Lord still has his prophets running around. The Lord still has his prophets speaking words of comfort, edification, exhortation. The Lord still has his prophets speaking. And if you do a little searching, you can find out what the prophets have said regarding the election coming up here in the USA. And so these are the people that speak for the Lord. These are the people, his holy word speaks for the Lord. If you want to know what to do in your life, get out your Bible and start to study it. The Lord will speak to you through the words of the Holy Scripture. The Lord will speak to you through the pastor when he's speaking to you on Sunday morning. The Lord will speak to you, and you will know which way to go in your life. And so back to Acts in verse 16, this slave girl was speaking, these men are the servants of the Most High God. Well, Paul was getting greatly annoyed, and he said to that spirit, he was speaking to the spirit in her, that is the demonic spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour by the words that the Apostle Paul spoke, by the power and the anointing that was given to him by the Lord Jesus. That demon spirit fled out of her, because that demon spirit had no power compared to the power of the living God in the Apostle Paul. Well, that wasn't the end of the story. Verse 19, Acts 16, 19, but when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. Well, beloved, if you're doing work for the kingdom, you're going to mess up somebody's economic program. You're going to mess up somebody's program that is operating in the Babylon system, and they're making a lot of money selling drugs. They're making money selling a lot of alcohol. They're making money selling prostitutes or child trafficking. When you're doing work for the kingdom of God, you're going to mess up somebody's economy, and they're not going to like it. The devil is not going to like it. The Babylonian system is built on works of the devil. the Babylonian system that incorporates every nation of this earth, that takes in every nation and every tribe and tongue. That Babylonian system is built on works of the devil. And whenever you come in with kingdom culture, the local culture has to give way. The local culture has to bow its knee to the Lord Jesus. And there's always a clash, and some people don't like it. There have been Christian missionaries here in Kenya, right here in this city, that have been chopped up by, going to say, certain people that didn't like Christian missionaries preaching the Word of God here. And there are people here who don't like Christian missionaries speaking out about female genital mutilation. There are Christian missionaries speaking out about some of the polygamy and marriage practices here in Kenya and other nations here in Africa. So whenever you're preaching and whenever you come with kingdom culture, you're always going to have a clash with the local culture. Well, beloved, Jesus predicted that. He spoke that in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Blessed are you when they revile." This is in Matthew 5:11. "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Rejoice and be exceedingly glad when you are persecuted for the kingdom's sake. Beloved, if you are ministering the gospel, I'm not going to tell you all the things that have happened to me here in Africa. It would freak you out, and some of you would want me to come home right away. But I can tell you, if you're ministering the gospel anywhere in the world, not so much in America, because we have a Christian culture for the most part in America, at least it's been that way for the last many, many years, but it's changing even America, because Christians are starting to be persecuted. If you don't want to take a picture of certain people getting married, you can end up in jail. Or if you don't want to bake a cake for certain people getting married, you can end up in jail. And so the Christian culture is changing in America also, but definitely in other countries in the world. When you preach and speak the kingdom of God, you're going to have a clash with the local culture. And so they put Paul and Silas, back to Acts 16, they dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities, and they brought them to the magistrates, that is the judges, and they said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." And then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had beaten them and laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Well, that isn't the end of the story, but I'm running out of time. Thank God Paul and Silas were liberated from that prison. Thank God the Lord will liberate you. If you get persecuted, the Lord will liberate you from whatever prison the culture throws you into. But know this, beloved, if you are ministering and you're speaking for the kingdom of God, you're going to have clashes with the culture. And so brace yourself, get ready, prepare yourself, stay in prayer, stay in Bible study, and the Lord will see you through every encounter that you have with the demonic realm. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that, the many years of prayer and support. And we invite you to partner with this ministry. We invite you to pray for us. And we invite you to sit down, write us out a letter. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you want to hear on these broadcasts. And we thank the Lord for the provision, and we invite you again to support this radio broadcast, support the projects going on in Africa, and we thank the Lord for your listening today. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.